Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of our Lord Jesus by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings of the fourth Sunday of Lent, year A, also called Letare Sunday. First reading will be taken from the first book of Samuel, chapter 16, verses 1, 6 to 7, 10 to 13. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 23. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 to 14. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 1 to 41. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is thinking yourself less for exaltation. Thinking yourself less for exaltation. You will find in every society, my brother, my sister, some individuals who exaggerate their self-perception and have a high conceit of their own knowledge and wisdom, often rooted in ignorance. You will also find people who think less of themselves, or were made to feel so by the society or nature. Oftentimes, they are forced into an abyss of misery and futility. It is obvious in today's gospel that the Pharisees thought themselves the eyes and watchmen of the law and prophets. Hence, they thought it below them to acknowledge the identity and signs of our Lord Jesus. Thus, in order to denounce the Lord's word and miraculous signs, first they doubted the man stigmatized by nature was born blind. Secondly, they thought if the man was born blind, then he and his parents were sinners true and true. Lastly, they mocked and drove the man away for acknowledging the Lord's glory in his life. They thought the man lacked the knowledge to appreciate the will and signs of our Lord Jesus. In fact, the man himself and his parents thought so too until he encountered Jesus. In other words, before that encounter, the man and his parents had accepted their tribe's microaggressions and their demeaning status. But his anointing and cure transformed his life. Hence, he stopped thinking less of himself and was emboldened to engage his neighbors and the Pharisees without fear. Thus, having been illuminated, the man was eager not only to face his tribe, but also to embrace the Lord as the prophet and Messiah. And our Lord Jesus responded by leading the man to faith. On the contrary, because the Pharisees had a conceit of their knowledge of the law, they were blind to perceive the truth. Their sin remained and sickness incurable. However, my brother, my sister, our sins have been forgiven because we believe that the Good Shepherd has granted us mercy and he is willing to release us from the dungeons of arrogance, pomposity, high self-importance, and pride. Thus, let us approach the Lord today. Let us worship him like the man did and ask for a pure heart and steadfast spirit. Let us ask the Lord again to lead us into his realm of glory. Even if we have weaknesses in our lives, be rest assured that the Lord will not reject you, will not reject me, will not reject us. Do not allow them to deceive you. The Lord has not rejected you, will not reject you if we ask for mercy. The poor man called and the Lord heard him. Yes, my brother, my sister, the Lord is willing to use the stone rejected by the builders as the cornerstone of his project. And so the Lord is willing to display his power and glory in our weakness if we ask him and follow his instructions. Like he did with the cross, the Lord will grant us the ability to shine through our weaknesses. And so let us go to him today and let us kneel before the Lord. Let us bow before the Lord. Let us lie prostrate before the Lord and ask him to forgive us again. Ask him to renew us. Ask him to accept us. And ask him to use us for the glory of his name. May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.